to discuss. Siyata Dishmaya should be straightforward. And then I hope to even begin Hanocha Lechatchila. And as I was looking things over, I said we would get to hot plates today, but it looks like postponed until Thursday, Mirtz Hashem. Okay, so let's wrap up in terms of Dinei Shehiya. The Mechaber in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph tells us that, of course, the first Deya is the Shita, the Rambam, and the Rif, that says that you need a blech even for Shu'iyan Hatzara. On page Chaf, the Mechaber tells us the following. Asur litin ala tashim avod yom hashus aleha. It's prohibited to put food on the fire prior to Shabbos. Elim kain, with two exceptions. Number one, nispashel kol tzarko v'hu mitzameik v'ralo. If already putting the food, this is the Shita of Rav Nachman, and the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Zayin on the base, the Shita of Rav Nachman, who says that as long as the food is going to improve, then we're choshesh that you're going to be mechate v'gacholim. So if the only time it's going to be permissible to do shihiyah on the fire is if the food is already going to be mitzameik v'ralo. Haloch v'chaser is what the parenthesis said. Then in such a case, for sure, we're not going to be choshesh that you're going to be mechate. Or else shehu chai, that the food is raw, shelo nispashel klal, that's not cooked at all. The kivan shehu chai, misiach daita menu ad lemachar. Once it's raw, so then in such a case, he's not going to be thinking about this food at all. No way is it going to be cooked by tonight, if the food was entirely raw right before Shabbos. And the entire night, it could cook nicely without any chitui. In such a case, you don't have gzeiras shihiyah. Of course, this would be halacha lemaisa, according to the din lechatchila lefi most poskim, that we saw that one should not do shihiyah on an open fire, like the first day of the mechaber, with these two exceptions, mistamek v'ralo, verse and chai. If it's raw, these are the two exceptions to the rule. The Mishnah Berurah spells out very clearly the Hagdara of Chai and Sivkat and Tes, V'dafka Basar Chai, Sheyefshel Lispashel Itzav Saros Talayla. If it would be something that would cook very quickly, that you could be Mahair to its Bishel, like vegetables, the Mishnah Berurah says, then in such a case, then you wouldn't even have the Heter of Chai. There is a fascinating Chazonish, just for the record, that the Talmidim should be aware, that seems to have a very different Shita than the Mishnah Berurah in terms of defining chai, and the Chazonish is aware that his shita actually creates lots of problems. The Chazonish in Lamed Zayin Chaf Beis. I thought it's here in the booklet. I intended to put it in the booklet. Could be for any reason. No, we got it. In Lamed Zayin Chaf Beis, No, I have Laman Zayin Yud Aleph here. No, for whatever reason, it didn't make its way into the book. I don't see it there now. So the Chazon Ish is of the opinion that it's not the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it. In Laman Zayin Chav Beis, the Chazon Ish says that the definition of Besar Chai is not something that is simply not one third or one half cooked. Of course, you go from Basar Chai to Michael Ben Drusai, then that's a totally different stage. But the Chazon Ish says that Basar Chai is almost impossible to hit. Why? Because the Chazon Ish says the moment in which it becomes Yad Soledes Bo, it's no longer considered Basar Chai. The moment it hits Yad Soledes Bo, then it's no longer Basar Chai. So then it would almost be impossible to put a food on the fire before Shabbos and have the food reach a point that's less than Yad Soledes Bo. You'd have to do that a couple minutes before candlelighting, or for that matter, if candlelighting is 18 minutes, you'd probably have to do it a few minutes after candlelighting in order for that to happen. And the Chazon Ish understands that the case of Besar Chai will only be if you have a food that you've already that was raw, that you began to cook a little, and you stopped it, and then you started again. So The Chazanish says that in such a case, then it will be possible to have such an instance. At the end of the day, we don't paskin like this Chazanish. Rav Karp in Hilchos Shabbos, the Shabbos pages Reish Beis Reish Gimel points out that the pashtus of the Mishnah Berurah is not that way. He points out that most Rishonim don't learn that way, and therefore there is a heter of psar chai. This happens every once in a while. If you'll put up raw food right before Shabbos, then it's on the books. Then in such a case, you'll have the heter of shihiyah. Okay, that was one thing that we didn't get to last time. I think we've touched on everything that is important in terms of the pure halachos of shihiyah in Sif Aleph. We have not discussed smicha and tanur that comes up in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, and then Mirtz Hashem will discuss probably next week. Okay, now we begin Sif Beis, Reish Nun Gimel Beis. Let's begin within the booklet. Let's begin with an important gemara. We're now going to discuss are the halachos of hachzara. Of course, we've already differentiated between hachzara and shihiyah. Hachzara is a case in where the food was on the fire on Shabbos, and one took it off. And the question is whether one is allowed to return it, and how would one be allowed to return it. Here, we saw in the Mishnah that everybody agrees that one needs garif v'katum, that one needs to have the fire covered. So the definition of garif v'katum that we gave last week, that's going to be the same operating definition when it comes to Hachzara as well. However, the Gemara adds that not only is there a requirement of Garif V'Katum, but you also need to be connected to the original Shehiyah, sitting on the Blech. The fact that it was sitting on Blech on Shabbos, that is going to be a requirement to be continued. Why would that be required to be continued? Either way, we mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Zayin gives two explanations for the Isser of Achzara. One explanation is that it's Mechzikim Avashel, appears as if you're cooking. When will it appear, be more likely to appear that you're cooking? If you already put it down on the ground, and even if you put it back on the blech, it'll appear that you're cooking. As well, the Gemara points out that if you put it on the ground, then it's more likely for the food to have cooled off. Then we're more choshesh shemi yichate begachalom. Remember, we had discussed that however you define grufa uktuma, at the end of the day, grufa and ktuma don't entirely remove the possibility that you're going to be mechate begachalom. Either the definition of grufa is that you're removing some of the coals, or even most of the coals, then in such a case, there still is a chshash. Even though there's a heker, the person might come to be chote begachalim. Or if you're covering the coals are still there, you might come to be mechate begachalim. In both of those instances, just because you've done grufa v'ktuma, that's not enough to remove shemi yechate begachalim ad hasof. Therefore, when it comes to shihiyah, where you haven't taken the food off the fire, and it's just been sitting on the fire, then all you need is a basic grufa uktuma, according to Rabbanan de Hananya. That's going to be enough. However, if you're already doing hachzara, if you're already putting it back onto the fire, so then in such a case, there are two possible concerns that we have. If you've already put it down on the ground, then the grufa and the uktuma might not be enough. In such a case, we're afraid either mechzikim avashel, like we saw in Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, that's what the Gra writes in Sif Hei, or we saw the Sefer Yashar Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the concern is shemi yichata b'gacham. It's just rephrasing what we've learned up until now to make sure that that is clear. Now in terms of Tnai Hachzara. So here, we start with a Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, where Amar Reb Zvika, Amar Reb Abba, Amar Reb Tadoy. The Gemara there introduces that Hachzara with a blech is not enough. We'll start with the words Ela Hachi, about 10 lines into the Gemara, the first page in the booklet. Amar Reb Chi, Amar Reb Yechana, Afilu Imichal Gabe Karka Mutter. Even if you put it, there's one shita that says, no, even if you put it on the ground, still it won't be Mechzikim Vashel, still you won't be concerned with Shemi Chate Bechalim. Pligabar of Dimi Vrev Shmuel Bar Yudah, Tarayim Mishmei Drev Lazer. Chad Omar, Odin Biyodom Mutter, Agave Kakar, Aser. One said if he's holding on to the food, even if he, then in such a case it's going to be permissible. The Chad Omar, Nichnal Agave Karka Nami Mutter. And some said, no, like Rabbi Yochanan, that even if you put it down on the ground, there's no concern. Amr Chizkim Mishmei Dabaye, Hada Amrit Odin Biyadom Mutter, this that we said that's going to be Mutter, Lo Amaran El Shadaito Lahachzir. He's even more machmir. He says, not only do you need oda biyado, but you also need to have intention to return. Aval ein dachter lachzir aser. But if he doesn't have intention to turn, then it's going to be aser. Michlal, dal gabi kira, karka, afal pisha daita lachzir aser. So the Gemara says, according to this lashon, then in an instance of where it's put on the ground, even if he intends to return, it's still going to be aser. So the Gemara is introducing more conditions that are necessary for hachzara, either because of maksim vashal or shemichat. Igad amri, some are more lenient, quoting Chizki in a more lenient way. Amr Chizki mishmei da abaye, hada amri tagabe karka aser, lo amran el she'in daito lahachzir. Avol daito lahachzir, mutter. If his das was lahachzir, then that will be enough, even if it's on the ground. Michlal sheba odam biyado, when it's still in his hand, afal pi she'in daito lahachzir, mutter. And that would also tell us that as long as it's in his hand, it's going to be enough, even if his intention is not to return. So there are two deos in the Gemara in terms of whether there's a requirement of both oda biyado as well as daito lahachsir. The Gemara then has a couple more questions. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya Talan b'makel mau, if he places it on a stick, he doesn't put it on the ground. Hinichan al gabi mita mau, if he puts it on a bed, Ravashi. By Ravashi, pinan me mecham le mecham mahu, if he empties the contents from one bowl to the next, are we already now choshesh that it's going to be shem yichat or mechzikim avashel, even if he doesn't put it down? Maybe by simply transferring, we now are ma'orer nuchshash of shem yichat or mechzikim avashel. How do we pask in the Gemara Shas? There's an interesting run. This is lahagdil Torah ula adira. Just in terms of, I'd like to hear if the Avichim found anybody that's stopped at this. The Ran and Dibar Maskel Lo Shanu on the next page in your booklet. So the Ran quotes these two deos. Let's see it quickly. Dibar Maskel Lo Shanu, it's towards the top of page 34. He says, Lo Shanu Lo Shanu Miyado, Avalanichon Garbe Karka Aser, Lachziran, the Mexican Vashel Chatfilo. This is the Ran that's considered Mexican Vashel. Ika lishna achrina bigamar. There's also another opinion. Deshari hinichan al gabe karka b'shedai to lahatzir vol de biyado. Some say that it's enough if you just have dai to lahatzir, even if you put it on the ground. Afilu hinichan al deshari hinichan al gabe karka b'shedai to lahatzir va'odem biyado afilu ein dai to lahatzir. And if it's odem biyado, even if it's not his intention to return. V'hai lishna bigamar basru. This is the second lashon of Gemara. So the Ran says that we paskin lechumra, that one should go lechumra and say that you need all of the above conditions in the Gemara. Now the lahagdil Torah ladira that I was interested in asking you was da afagav de kol hani milim midrabanan ba'almaninu. Even though these are dinei derabanan, then we would have expected to go the kula. The kivan shen ispashal kamaychol ben drusai leis bein mishum avashal daraisa. The Ran says that we're machmir on dine hachzara. It's a baya de lo ifshita gemara because these are krovin lios divrei Torah. The shilas over here are karov lios divrei Torah. So years ago, when I was your age, I jotted on the side of my Beis Yosef that at first glance it would have seemed to me that this fits better to the side, which. The Ran himself just got through saying Mechzikim Avashel, appears like Bishol. That's Karov L'Divrei Torah? I might have thought that Shem Yichate B'Gachalim is more Karov L'Divrei Torah. So I'm a little bit not clear about the Ran's Hagdara of Karov L'Divrei Torah, but we're going to see that the Ramah follows the Ran and says that we're going to be poshed all the Gemara's Shailas L'Chumra. However, the Mechaber is going to be close to the Shitas HaRambam. Let us see it summarized beautifully in the Beis Yosef. In Reish Nun Gimel Beis in the Beis Yosef, we have it summarized beautifully. It starts, it's Beis Aleph in my edition. Beis Aleph is quite long in the Beis Yosef. He quotes first the Gemara, he then quotes the Ran. He says that we go the Chumra, and then he says V'chein Pasak Harash. It's Dibar Maslu Mashikas Rabenu Ubeoda Biyado V'Daita Lahatzira. And he says V'chein Kasav Rava Magid, etc. And then he says, "Umashe kosva filu lo inichal gabe karka." He points out that the Gemara leaves off with a teku. So then he says he would go lechumra on those shilas like we saw in the name of the Ram. And then he says, Aval a Rambam. Aval a Rambam, the Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, Kasav Zelashono, the Ein Machzirin, El Al Gabi Kira Grufa Mechusa, the Hu, Shelo Iniach Hagder Al Gabi Akarka. The Rambam, when he passes this din, just says that Tnoi Chazara require that you don't put the pot on the ground. Aval Mishinichan Al Gabi Karka Ein Machzirin Osa. So the Rambam has one requirement. The Rambam's requirement is not to put in the ground. V'lo hiskir b'yaseilu. And he doesn't mention all the other shailas. V'nira shedai t'lomar d'kivin d'midi d'rabbanan hu v'ola b'teku naktinu l'kula. In general, the Rambam is passing l'kula. And here, there is a knetch in the Rambam. V'afal pikein pasa k'man d'amir n'yich agabe karka asur. Mishum deruba damaroi svir lehachi. But still, he's not willing to be maker like those who say that a daito lahachzir is enough, but rather, always, if it's algabe karka, it's going to be asir. Ach kosha shalochilik bein daito lahachzir ain't daito lahachzir. But at the end of the day, the Rambam is difficult. He doesn't really fit neatly into any one of those shitos in the Gemara. I never worked or found a real good pshat in how the Rambam read the Gemara. If we'd be definitely doing a blotch here, it would be something that we would want to work on. How did the Rambam read the Gemara? Because the Rambam's psak that al-gabe karka is asur, if it's not al-gabe karka is mutter, is not clearly found in the Gemara. But this is the psak of the Rambam, and this is how the Mechaber is going to follow. So at the core of it, of course, the conceptual issue is whether you look, is a profound issue, and that is whether you look at the Shailas of Achzara as being Karov Ludine Doraisa or not. That's the Rambam seems, the Beis Yosef says, to look at the Rabbanan, and the Ran and the Rama are going to be followed that position that's going to say that it's Karov Ludine Doraisa. Yes, Shmuel.
Just going back to the second day of the Gemara, is that...
That you're understanding
that to mean that it's you need the second day, you
need
either one or you have to have a little bit of the other.
I'm just confused by it. Ikadamri? Amr Chizki Mishmeida Abaya, Ha Da Amrit Al Gabi Karka Asur. This, it's Lakula. It's saying, this that we say that Al Gabi Karka is going to be Asur, Lo Amran El Shein Daito Lahachsir. Avol Daito Lahachsir Mutter. Even if you put it on the ground, but it's Daito Lahachsir, then it's going to be Mutter. So the Rambam, by the way, is not even passing like that sheet as well. Even if you put it on the ground, if it's Daito Lahachsir, then it's going to be Mutter, according to this lenient sheet.
If it's only the other, but not Daito Lahachsir.
We're going to get to that. Anything that's not explicit, we're not yet going to discuss. Okay, so these are the basic Tanai Chazar. Now, before we deal, I put on the cover page a list of six basic Tanai Chazara that come up in the, that I was able to count in the poskim. Before we do that, we also have to read the Ramah's interesting footwork, because only to appreciate Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Reb Eliyashiv Zatzal, the only way we'll be able to appreciate them is the well-known footwork of the Ramah over here. So let's read the whole Mechaber and Ramah as the way they present it, and then B'siyata D'Shmaya take one by one through the basic issues of Tanoi Hachzara. Zok Deheligim Mechaber. Kira Shi Grufo Ktuma. If you have a kira that's been covered, v'natal hakdeira me'alah afilu b'Shabbos, and the pot was taken from the fire on Shabbos, mutar la'achzir, you're allowed to return, kol zman she'iro sachas. So, here we have, if you will, tonight number one that's not on our list. It's written in hand. I said, oh my goodness, after I printed out, that I didn't emphasize on the sheet, that everything that we're talking about is when there's no chash bishul. Of course, if there's any chash bishul, all these rules fall out the window. A lot of times people get confused. They learn the halachos of returning food to the fire, and they forget about the halachos of the chash bishul. So the Mechaber says, kol zman shi resachas. What's the Mechaber saying? I'll say one sentence for someone who didn't learn anything in Hilchos Bishul, and a second sentence for those who have learned the basics of Hilchos Bishul. The Mechaber is concerned about Bishul. He's concerned that if it's not hot, there are good times that are going to be bishul. For those who already have a little bit of background in Hilchos Bishul, this is going to be the Mechaber L'shitaso, that the Mechaber is going to be Choshesh for Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach. And that is that once it cools down, so then in such a case, then even if it was once cooked, you also have to be Choshesh. Hence the loss of Kozman Shihiro Sachas. Then the Ramah adds, V'oda B'yodo, ah! That's going with the tour in the Ran. It's Oda B'yodo, you also need to have it in your hand. The Mechaber didn't mention that, because the Mechaber goes in the footsteps of our great Rebbe, the Rambam. He just says, Lo nicha gabe karka. And then the Ramah again, v'dayto lachzira. Everything comes to Chumra. So therefore, not only do you have Lo nicha gabe karka, it also needs to be dayto lachzir. Okay. Now, again, the Mechaber brings in Tanur, which we are going to discuss, b'siyata d'shmaya separately. And then the Ramah, let's skip the Ramah comments on Tanur. Siyat Ishmael, we'll get to that. On page 44, the Ramah continues. V'yesh Aymrim. Here is that wild Shitas HaRan. You have the Ran going fascinating directions. You have the Ran very machmir on Tnoi Hachzara. And here we have the famous Kula that we touched on before of the Ran saying that Hachzara is limited to only those pots that were taken off the fire before Shabbos. If you've taken off the fire on Shabbos and you put it on the ground, it's going to be mutter. So the Ramah then applies the Ran's din in regards to Tanurim as well. Just keep that in mind. If they have a din kira, and they rely on these mekilim, that putting it on the ground is still going to be okay, even though normally that's a problem of hazara, because if you took it off on Shabbos, that's going to be all right. V'tov lahachmir. The Ramah concludes, tov lahachmir. That means that, interestingly, aside from Tanai Chazara, we have another sub-issue over here in the Mechaber and the Ramah. There is an issue lurking below the surface. And that is that even though the Ramah is really a big machmer on Tanai Chazara, really the Ramah actually ends up, Mi'ikr Dedina, being more makel than the Mechaber. The details, he happens to hold, he happens to come L'chumra. But there's one basic yisod that got rid of it all. And that is that really, Me'ikr Dedina, not L'chatchila, but Me'ikr Dedina, there's no problem of Achzara on Shabbos if the pot was taken off on Shabbos itself. The only time you have Mechzik and Mevashel, as we elaborated in the first shir, is if you took it off on Erev Shabbos. So you took it off on Shabbos itself, then you're not going to have Mechzik and Mevashel. Now everything comes together conceptually. There was a great give and take, I would imagine, even though the Machlokas was quite boisterous, but there's a great give and take between Rav Kook's Zatzal's Talmidim and the Chazon Ish Zatzal. It's well known that the Chazon Ish has quite a few creative heterim in Shemitah. And Rav Kook has a beautiful sefer in Hilchos Shemitah. Actually, on a lot of issues, Rav Kook comes out more l'chumra. So the Chazon Ish, in frustration, said Rav Kook could be has all these chumras because he got rid of all of Hilchos Shemitah, but probably with the Heter Mechira. So I still have Hilchos Shemitah. So then, in such a case, then I need to find those. I can't get away with being as machmir as Rav Kook. Nahara Pashte, two giants, and they're two giant bate midrashim. So here you have Mashlama Daradam. You have the same thing over here. The Ramah Mi'ikr Dedina got rid of most cases of Hachzara, but at the same time, they're on the details, the Ramah is Machmir. That's going to be important in terms of being Machriya la Halacha in this Diyun. Okay, let's now begin the list. So number one, in terms of Tanai Hachzara, number one, the Halacha is that L'chatchila, one would require Oda B'yado V'dayto L'Hachzir, and that's clear from the Mishnah Berurah, as he develops in Si'ifim Nun Beis through Nun Zayin. What happens if it's Oda B'yado and it's not Daito L'Hachzir? In other words, it's not Al Gabi Karka, but it's not daita lahachzir. So then, of course, we have the Shulchan Aruch being makel. So mi'ikar d'dina, I didn't check out the Svardik poskim, but it would seem to me that mi'ikar d'dina Svardim could be makel like the Mechaber, that in a case of where, as long as it's not al-gabi karka, even if he didn't take it off with the intention to return, in such a case, that is going to be acceptable. Therefore, the Be'er Halacha points out that there is going to be room to wedge some kulos in cases of bidyeved. He says in Dibur HaMaskel v'daito lahachzira, about five lines from the end of the Be'er Halacha, ulefizeh, he's quoting that there are many other Rishonim that are also Mako. And he says, ulefizeh efshe sheish lahakel b'milsa d'rabbanan, d'bidaito lahachzir afshe nichal gabe karka. Le'ez hatzorech, the Be'er Halacha goes on, there is room to be Mako even against the Ramah. Or the inverse. She'odem b'yado, v'lo ha'yadayta l'achzir, kishesilka, yachol l'achzir. Or if it's still in his hand, and he didn't have, das l'achzir. V'al kolponim, v'odem b'yado v'ein da'achzir l'achzir, b'stabra b'vaday, sh'yesh l'hokal es ha'tzorech, me'achar she'gam ha'rambam ishmita. That the Rambam didn't even bring down this din at all, of this requirement of daito lahachzir, and therefore certainly you could be following the Rambam if you didn't have daito lahachzir. So therefore you do not need to quiz, halacha lemaisa, you do not need to quiz your wife if when she took it off the flame, was it daito lahachzir? As at the end of the day, if it wasn't put al gabe karka, obviously we have to define al gabe karka, you're clearly still following shitas Rambam, and the Rambam can be relied on be'ez hatzorech. That's in the Be'er Halacha. If you take a look in the Mishnah Brura, Sifkata Nun Vav, three lines before Nun Zayin, Va'ayim be'Be'er Halacha she'ivarnu harba me'erishonim she'mikilin, ba'oda b'yado afilu in daito lahachzir, v'chein mikilin b'daito lahachzir, av she'be'inatayim nisirim b'yado. V'nira she'be'ez hatzorech yesh lismoch al zeh. So it comes out that in such a case, there is room to be makel. Now, we're going to see that not everybody is makel if you put it on the ground for daita lahachzir. We're going to get to that shortly in the Shaar Tzion. But right now, it should be noted that basically the Chafetz Chaim says that even Ashkenazim could fall back on the basic sheet of the Mechaber because it's a clear sheet, it's the sheet of Sarambam. And the Ran is quite a Chumrah that he's passing the Chumrah in all the Shilas of the Gemara above, and therefore Bidyevet, in the case of Bidyevet, one could rely on Shita Sarambam. Yes, Rav David.
I think maybe he was referring to this in Shaar Tzion, but Gemara and also when you speak, it sounds like Agali Karka is equivalent of Rav Yodo. They get the Ramoa.
We're going to get to that shortly as well. Nachon. That part we're going to get to is in the order that I put things. If you take a look, that's Gimel, Kiso, Safsel, and that's what will come out. Einachanami, correct. Yeah.
Is this any different than a standard Machlokes Rishonim when they're almost tossing their on and having the Rambam?
Right. So
it's like we're sort of saying not really like that, but
right. So the Mishnah Berurah is coming from Achronim that were Machria in this. In this direction. Yeah. Einachanami. If you take a look, he says in Nun. I'm sorry, in Memtes. You're making a good ha'ara that the Magen Avram and others seem to be a little bit more machmir in the than the Be'er Halacha is. It's a fair har.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like...
I understood what Rav Shai was saying was that this is a case where you have Machlokas Mechaber Ramah, of which we've shown him to follow. And here, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, well, b'dieved, you don't have to follow the Ramah's Rishonim. That's right. That's what you're saying.
Right.
And I thought that maybe we could find some Achronim that seemed to spell it out explicitly. Al Regel Achas, I wasn't able to find that. What you have is, the one Achron you have is the Be'er Halacha, and Dibra Maskel V'Daita L'Achzir, where he develops that. There are many Rishonim that are more Mekel than the Ran. And since there are many more Rishonim Mekel than the Ran, at the end of the day, if you have a clear Ramban that you're relying on, but Einachanami, it's
not true everywhere, right?
That what's that?
Fall back on the Mechaber base.
No, so, right. Nachon. This is Achrosa. As far as I understand, it's Achrosa Mishnah Berurah. Okay. So Rabbi Osei, again, to review. Lichatchila, for Ashkenazim, for sure you need Oda B'Yodo Daitel Hachzer. If it's Oda B'Yodo and it's not Daitel Lahachzer, so then the Shulchan Aruch was Mekel, and the Be'er Halacha says no problem to be Mekel in that case as well. And he even raised the possibility of that if he put it down on the ground, then in such a case there might be shitas that are mekel. That we'll get back to shortly. Issue number 3. What is the definition of hinicha al gabe karka? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Sifkatan Nunhe. Again, there's going to be two stages. There's going to be the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and then there's going to be the Be'er Halacha looking at the broader sugya. Based on the majority of Achron, Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Nunhe says, Ratzal lomar, shlo esirak der miyodu meisim telsim in a karka ad shoshiach surena, ulafuke, in hinicha gabi mito safsal, ukidom alaze beinosayim. What the Mishnah Berurah is doing, as Rav David alluded to, is there is a diuk over here in the Ramah. The Ramah says, v'oda biyado, v'lo hinicha gabi karka. What do I mean? He says, if you look back into the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that it has to be in your hand. And then he was amending to the Mechaber that says that you didn't put it down on the ground. Now, obviously, if you didn't put it down on the ground, so then isn't it Oda B'Yado? That's what the Be'er Halacha points out in Dibra Maskel V'lo Anicha. Take a look at the Be'er Halacha. Lefi ma shehetik haramah mikodim ledina. Deba'inan oda b'yado dafka. Sulo tzarchina l'michtav shlo yinicha gabe karka. If it's in your hand, obviously it wasn't on the ground. Ela ha-mechaber shita acharis yeshlo. You could deduce from the mechaber that the mechaber was saying that the only problem is to put it on the ground. But to put it down on mita and safsal would be okay. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, no, Mita and Safsal are also going to be problematic. So we have another internal machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether Mita and Safsal are going to be acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah is medayik, that the whole point of the Ramah, or one of the points of the Ramah, of doing Oda B'Yodo, is to emphasize that you can't even put it down on Mita and Safsal. So if that would be so then in such a case, we've got another machlokas over here. We've got another machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. And therefore, if one put it down, Almito Safso, so then in such a case, according to the Mechaber, there might be room to be Mekel. Even if it wasn't Daito Lahachzir, there would be room to be Mekel, but the Ramah over here is being Machmir as well. There is a sub-issue within our great poskim today on this topic. And that is, what qualifies as mito safsal? Clearly, let's just spell out mito safsal and karka in the time of the Gemara. When it came to the pot, if you wanted to put the pot away, you would put it on the ground. In those days, there were no counters. They didn't have, it was just all they had, the, if you will, their resting places were either mita, safsal, or karka. So when you were done using the kedera, so you put the kedera back on the ground. If you put it on the ground, butlashir rishona, and now you're no longer even doing hachzara, and now we have a chshashi, the Mexican vasho, or shem yichat de begachol. Okay, so, but what if you did amita samsel? No, that's not nichal gabe karka. That's what the mechaber is going to say. And the Ramah's going to say, no, the moment in which you do amita gabe samsel, butlashir rishona, and now you've exited the state of Hachzara, and you're now in the new sugya of Hanocha Lechatchila, which we'll have to discuss, begin today. today in Mirat Sesha. Okay, so that's that machlokas. What about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh? What is the definition of Kisa V'Safsal? What's going to be that definition? So, over here, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita says that he thinks that Kisa V'Safsal means Kisa V'Safsal. But it could very well be that countertops and other places that it's normal to leave the food to rest, so then that's not going to be Kisa V'Safsal. That's going to be Agave Karkas. So our Rebbe has quite a chumra over here. I have that in your in the booklet, and we can be medayik in his words. I didn't get a chance to ask him. It's the second page from the last, but he starts off lulez to nimistafina. If I wouldn't be afraid, amina, I would say dil didan karka dina kikli de'ein derech laniyasha. The karka is the kli that you normally don't leave it there. V'sholcha mitbach dino kekarka de derech laniyachshon. Shulchan shayish oni rosta habonu b'mitbach nira devade chashiv karka. So Nevin Salah, let's start with what would be the parallel to karka. The place that you normally leave the pots afterwards, like the shayish, the countertops in the kitchen, that would be considered karka. And therefore, the moment in which you put it down, then even according to the mechaber, that's going to be problematic. The table, so that you don't leave, there you don't leave your pots. So the table, that would be considered like kisei o'safsal. He says, lulei demistafina, because we're going to see when the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa develops the halacha, it doesn't sound like Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal went with that position. But at the end of the day, Rav Nevin Sal does raise that possibility. Category number four. So we saw that if you have Oda Biyado, so then if it's Agave Karka, that's a tough sell. Because according to the Rambam, that's going to be a tough sell. Why? Because the Gemara says Inichal Gabe Karka is going to be problematic. So what would you say about if you put it al Gabe Safsal, but it's Oda Biyado? You put it on the table, and it's Oda Biyado. What would the Rama say? According to the Mechaber, it's going to be entirely fine. But according to the Rama, what would one say? So over here, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in Aleph Yud Ches. So here, the Rav Neuwirth, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, is Megel. This appears in our booklet towards the end again, the third page from the end, where he says, in Oz Beis, Shelo yiniach es hakli klal. One of the conditions, we'll go through all the conditions shortly, one of the conditions are that you're not allowed to put the kli down at all. El el yachzik biyado, you should hold on to it. O afilu yanichenu al shulchan o kol makom yavesh acher v'hu sheyamshich lahachzik b'kli ad sheyachzirenu al gabei ha'esh. That as long as you're holding on to the kli, then in such a case, then that's going to be acceptable. What's the svara for that? So that could be already found in the Be'er Halacha and Dibar Maskel V'Daito L'Achzira. The Be'er Halacha at the end of the piece says, V'chein V'inicha Al Gabi Sasel Kedoma V'Yedaito L'Achzir Me'ach She'gam Rav Beis Yosef Kap Mekilim Bazeh. So certainly if you're still holding on to it, then in such a case, then there would be room to be Mekel. So it's Mefurish in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa that the halacha would be that if you're holding on to the kli, so then in such a case that would be fine. Similarly, in the Chazonish, Lamed Zayin Yud Beis, Chazonish appears right before this Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He says as follows. In Dibra Maskel Venira. He says, "Mi ikur d'dina, one should paskin like the Ran to require both Oda Biyado and daito lahachzer. Umiu daito lahachzer v'nicha gabe karka o abodin yado v'ein daito lahachzer. The bazeh yesh mekilin. There are some mekilin bazeh yesh makom litzarev gam dasaran. He says at the end of the day, even though he thinks that we should follow the Ran at Asof, but if you follow the Ran at Asof, you have another Tzad Lahakil, and that is, that's not even qualify as Achzara if you're doing it on Shabbos. So therefore, the Chazon Ish throws in another Svara. Even though he holds that Ashkenazim should not follow the Shitas Arambam, they should follow Shitas Aran, but Bidiyevet, he's Mekel, and Daito Lahasir Nirchal Gabe Karka. Oh, Odom V'yodo V'ein Daito Lahasir, because the Ran himself, and that's why I was makbid when we read the Ramah, to finish off the Ramah quoting the Ran, that one could be Mekel on Shabbos. So the Mish, if you notice, the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah are coming from different directions. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be, at the end of the day, being Mekel, because at the end of the day you have the Rambam. Chazon Ish is Mekel because he's consistent within one Shita, Shita the Ran, and he says that one could be Mekel because Meikur Dedina, the Ran doesn't even hold that it's Chazara. Then concludes, similar to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he says, to Paskin Lakula Al-Gabe Karka, when he's holding on to it, that is difficult, says the Chazon Ish in Venira. And then he said, concludes, V'yesh Makom Lahakel, this is in the second column, about seven lines in, B'nasnan Al-Gabe Safsal, Afilu Be'en Daito Lahasir, B'tziruf Das Haran Lahakel, B'natel B'Shabbos. The Chazon Ish is also Makel when you put it down on the table. Chazon Ish says that at the end of the day, the Ran himself was Mekel when it came to Nasnan Agabe, when it comes to Hachzara on Shabbos. And he said the only problem is if you took off an Erev Shabbos, and therefore he says that you could be Mekel in the case of Nasnan Agabe Safsal. Again, this is all Bidiyevet. This is not going to be Lechatchila, but the Chazon Ish comes to a similar Psach. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he's even more Mekel, because the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa said that if you were holding on to it, then it was Agabe Safsal, then for sure you could be Mekel. Chazon Ish is even more Mekel. Chazon Ish says that if you put Agabe Safsal, then you're going to be able to bid the Evet rely on the Ram.
Why wouldn't we say that you wouldn't say even on the ground also?
What's that? Oh, so the Chazon Ish says that what putting on the ground, that's going to even be violating the Shitas HaRambam. That far, he wouldn't go.
But it wouldn't be violating the Ram.
What's that?
It wouldn't be violating.
No,
the
Ram holds you also need Agave Karka is going to be problematic.
You're doing it before Shabbos.
Ah, right. No, you can't rely on the Ram in Lechatchila. The Ram is only a Tziruf. You only be able to rely on the Ram as a Tziruf.
Right, I know, but I'm saying if Bedeved couldn't. Wouldn't the Chazon Ish say
if
you should follow Shitas Aran, so then even on the ground
would be... He says, I hear, he it sounds like he only wants to use the Ran as a Tziruf up until Agabe Karka. To prove my point, in the beginning of Dibra Maskel Venira, he says, De'ein ha-minig rak b'dayto l'hachzir. Avel imiach al-gabe karka ve'ein dayto l'hachzir ein ha-minig v'lechein digda karam b'haramah b'sif beis v'sif gimel l'hachzir din nesan al-gabe karka. The hawk of a low hisker ain't died till the hachzer. The bezeh lo makilinan. So it seems that the Chazon Ish was machmir in that case. Okay, so that is issue number four. Safsal and Odebiyado. So here, if you have Safsal Odebiyado, the Shmir Shabbos is mekel, and the Chazon Ish is going to be mekel besafsal, even if he doesn't hold on to it. Yes.
I don't understand why one would still be machmir for the Rambam al gabe karka if nobody really puts anything al gabe karka anymore.
Exactly, because no one puts it al gabe karka. It's not like a table. The karka is not going to be like a table. So Rav Nevinzal says that if you would ask him, he would say a table is something that might be similar to a safsal. But when it comes to the counter in the kitchen, that should have the din of al-gabe karka. Next case is, what about al-gabe karka and daito l'hachzir? So we saw that's number five. We saw that mentioned in the Mishneh Berurah, but I left the Mishneh Berurah's psak halacha lemaisa out. We saw the Mishneh Berurah had a side to be makel, because he found Rishonim that were makel, that might be makel in a similar type of case. However, if you take a look in the Shaar HaTzion, Sif Katan Nun, the Shaar HaTzion says that the only time he's going to be makel, halacha lemaisa, if you have daito lahachzir, is going to be, with by putting it down, hainu al gabe sasil kedoma. Even though there were Rishonim that said that you could be makel as long as you have daito lahachzir when it comes to putting it down on the ground, nevertheless, kasha lifsok neged stimas ha-shulchan aruch. At the end of the day, even though the Be'er Halacha and Dibra Maskel daito lahachzira quoted those who are makel as far as the opinion in the Gemara that says that even when you put it on the ground and you have daito lahachzira, that's going to be enough. Nevertheless, since the Rambam didn't pass in that way, since the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass in that way, so the Shaar HaTzion concludes that one would have to be machmir in such a case. So that is the final psak of the Chavetz Chaim. So again, in Be'er Halacha Dibra Maskel daito lahachzira, he even had a possibility to be makel, not only in the case of ain daito lahachzira, but Oda Biyado, but even in a case of al gabe karka v'daito lahachzira, but that halacha lemaisa, the Shaar HaTzion is not willing to go so far, because the Shaar HaTzion says at the end of the day that would be explicitly against the psak of the Rambam, and that he's not going to want to do, because there you don't have anything in Shulchan Aruch that's mefurish, even though the Be'er Halacha found Rishonim who are makel in that regard. Okay, so this is the five psakim that appear in Mishneh Berurah, plus one more that doesn't appear at all, that doesn't relate to anything in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishneh Berurah raises in Shaar HaTzion Mem Zayin that the Magen Avram, for those of you who have your Shulchan Aruch, it would be nice to see it inside, that the Magen Avram in Sif Katan Chaf points out that there's one case in the Gemara that didn't find its way into Shulchan Aruch. And that is that we learned that in the Gemara there was Pina Mimecham Lemecham. Pina Mecham Lemecham, we saw, was a Shaila in the Gemara. By the way, if you follow the rule of thumb of the Ran that you're going to go L'chumra, so then that would mean that you would have to come out L'chumra as well for Pinan Mimecham L'mecham. And the Magen Avram, in discussing these halachos, points out that there was something that the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention, that L'chumra should come out L'chumra as well if we're going to follow B'ikvei Aran. Within the Rambam, we don't know. It's very, very vague what the Rambam is going to say. That's what the Beis Yosef was bothered by. But within the Ran, it's clear. So it says in Magen Avram Sif Katan Chaf, but the Ramah, if he was machmir on Kisa v'safsel, then there's no reason why he's not going to be machmir on Pina Mechel Mechem. And therefore, Pina Mechel Mechem is going to be asur. Rabbosai, this would be a massive chumrah. Why would it be a massive chumrah? Because we're going to see inside the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa that in a case of where a person has the chalent that's already beginning to dry out, and you have hot water from that's sitting on the fire as well, could you pour hot water from one pina mimecham lemecham? Or is that also going to, the moment in which you've poured, let's say you pour it into another cup, and then you pour it into the challenge, so then maybe that already has been your mevatel, your shihir rishona, and then in such a case that's going to be aser. So what's a simple reading of the Magen Avram? Aser. That's what the chura comes out. Now, interestingly, it wasn't discussed by the rishona, but the Magen Avram, at least the rishona that we're looking at right now, but the Magen Avram says it will be mestaber. It's all part of the same Gemara. The Ran comes out l'chumra. Mechaber, he thinks, would go l'kula, but the Ramah would go l'kula. So Svardim might have a way out from this Magen Avram, because the Magen Avram is actually saying that the Mechaber would be Mekel. But for Ashkenazim, that would be problematic. The Shaar HaTzion stops at this. Shaar HaTzion appears in Sifkatan Mem Zayin. And the Shaar HaTzion says, V'lo iskarti pina v'mechel v'mechem shezachar ha-Magen Avram. The Mishneh Berurah saves the chant. And he says, I intentionally left out the case of Pinim Mechem Mechem of the Magen Avraham. Mishum de lav achi yesh deo shemekilim b'mechem hasheni. There are many who are mekel b'mechem hasheni. Ayin betosis ram. Alkei lefini yizdaiti poshut yesh lismoch al mekem b'bayezu. If you're going from one mechem to the next, so the Tosos and the Ram themselves hold, no, that's not going to be a problem. What was the case of Pina Mechem and Mechem in the Gemara? You poured from one, you had a kettle, and then you poured it into another pot. And that wasn't sitting on the fire, but it's still hot. So then in such a case, maybe that new kettle that it falls into, that's going to be problematic. However, in a case of where you have a mechem sheni that's sitting on top of the fire, so to say that there was a batla shir, the havzara rishona, that thing itself, the other one was also sitting on a fire. So then, in such a case, there's going to be room to be mekel, which then gives us the following etza, that if you have water that was boiling on the fire and you pour it into and you the cholent is getting dry, and both of them. The water is yad soledes and the cholent is yad soledes, and then in such a case, let's assume for now it's mavushal called sarko, it's been drying out, it's mavushal called sarko. So then in such a case, the halacha would be that there wouldn't be a problem in terms of tanai havzara to pour it onto the cholent. Take a look. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa develops this a little bit more detail. The Shmir Shabbos has this on the page that we have, the Tnoi Hachzara, that we'll read from the beginning to the end, the Siyata D'Shmaya in the Shmir Shabbos. It appears towards the back of our booklet, in Ha'ara Mem Dalet. In Ha'ara Mem Dalet, he goes through. So, L'inyin, Lishpoch, Mayim Min Hadot, L'toch Kos, V'litnom L'kdera Omedes Agave Eish. So the case of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is, you have the pot, here's your pot, it's been sitting on the fire. Here's the cholent. The kovetz mefarshim is a cholent, and here is a cup. So you take the hot water that's been sitting on the fire, you pour it into a cup, and then from the cup you pour it onto the cholent. Sometimes it's not easy to go from one to the next. For example, if you have it in an urn, so then you can't bring the whole urn. You're going to pull out the electric cord. So then, in such a case, you would be pouring into a third cup. So here, follow Reb Shlomo Zalman Zetzal's cheshmen. Shamati me'agrashaz, de'efshar sheroi lahachmir. De'kivan de'pinam pechal mechem pasak ramal isur. So he says, at first glance, this is mendalid in the Shmir Shabbos, that when it comes to pinam mechem mechem, Magav Ram was oser. V'rak ha'mishnah b'ruah machri lahachmir. Nira de'in lahosef ha'dvarav. V'lo shari elelite mimecham sha'al omed al-gabe eish, maybe the only heter is going to be to pour from the kettle onto the cholent. And what Rav Shlomo Zalman thought as his havamina is mistaber. When did the Mishnah Berurah? When was he machriya lekula? That was only a case in which you were taking from one pot that was on the fire and pouring onto another pot on the fire. What was the case in the Gemara where the Magen Avraham was asering? That was when you introduced a new pot. So if you pour from the kettle into a new pot and then you want to put that new pot back onto the fire, maybe it's Batla Shiur Rishona, and then that's going to be considered as if you put out Gavi Karka. When did the Sharetzion fill you could be Mekel? If you're pouring from the kettle that was onto the fire directly onto the cholent, which is on the fire. But what happens if you're filling up water from an urn and you take another cup? Then that's very, very similar to the Magen Avraham's Chumra. Then he thinks that there's a Ladrum to be Mekel. Ach shuva meli hagrashas da'afal pike near the mikimen shemuta lehemid ala eishes hakos im amayim sheba lo mistaver klal lesser lahamidus amayim bavad aide irui l'toch hakidera shela eish. But at the end of the day, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, well, this cup, what Reb Shlomo Zalman svara to be mekel here, you could be mefalpel, what's the omek hadavar? But at the end of the day, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, nah, you could be mekel. Because this cup, anyhow, if you put it back onto the fire, then that would be in itself fundamentally mutter. There wouldn't be any shash bishel. So therefore, in such a case, he was going to to be made of. The cup itself, he says, is mutter. What Shlomo Zalman's, I hear the havamina to be machmir. The svara to be mekel at the end of the day is a little bit hard to it's hard to refine exactly what his svara is. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that the minhag olam is to be mekel. That since we're mekel on pinam mecham lemecham in the case of the Sharet Siyam, even to put it into another cup would also not be considered batla shiya rishona in such a case, barring any other shailas of Bishol in such a case. It will be mutter. Rav Rimon has a very nice summary of this discussion on the last page on 339. I just want to, the reason I photocopied it is because Rav Rimon adds that last sentence that I just said, and that is barring any other shilas of Hilchos Bishol. And Rav Rimon points out, as we alluded to before, that if you hold for Svardim, that there is a chash of yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, you have to be very careful that in such a case that the water has to be yad soledes bo. The moment in which the water is not yad soledes bo, so then you're going to have a chash of bishul doraisa. So you can take a look, A, how he tries to justify Rav Shlomo Zalman's final heter, and B, that he points out that for svardim you have to be careful. And this comes up sometimes because just today I was upstairs on the second floor, and I was actually during the shiur to the women. So I figured, you know what, we were discussing something in Borer, and one of the women had told me they had turned on the urn in the Midrashiyah. So I said, oh, I'll make myself a tea, and we'll do some halachos that are connected to making tea on Shabbos and Borer for the tea bag we've already discussed there. And I made the tea, and the water itself, because it had just been turned on for the shiur, I don't think the water there was yat soledes bo. It was lukewarm. It was okay. It was fine. But it wasn't. It probably wasn't yat soledes bo l'rov ha'deis. Often, it could very well be that on Shabbos, the water that's sitting in the kettle is not yat soledes bo. It might have been yat soledes bo by the time you heat up on Shabbos. For many reasons, the water might not be yat soledes bo. So you have to be careful that when you're pouring from the water something that was on the fire, just because it's on the fire doesn't make it mutter. You have to be sure that the water is yat soledes bo for Svardim and many Ashkenazim who are choshesh l'tchachila for that psach. Okay, so these are the six different categories that we had discussed. Number one, the din l'chachila. Number two, if the case of its oda b'yodo is not daitel l'achzir, that the Shulchan Aruch was meka. Kiso safsel, that the Ramah is machmir, but we saw that they're in number four, that if it's oda b'yodo, the Shmir Shabbos is mekel with safsel, and the Chazon Ish holds that safsel meikur didina, in the case of bidyevet, one could be mekel. Al gabe karka, and daitel l'achzir, that's a tough sell. That one should try to be machmer on that, as the Sharetzion spells out in Sifkatan Nun. And finally, Pina Mechel Mechem doesn't find itself at all into the Shulchan Aruch, but the Magen Avraham does mention it, and we have the applications of the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. There are a few more modern diunim in the poskim where I found a pattern. I'd like to hear what Avrichim have to say. The style of psak over here of Rav Shlomo Zalman versus the style of psak of Rav Yoshev, Zecher Tzadikim Luglafa. If you take a look in the Deer Shoe that I have photocopied for you, it's after the first Shmir Shabbos in the booklet, before the Chazon Ish, in between the Shmir Shabbos and the Chazon Ish. In 65, we have two fascinating diunim between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yoshev. What happens if a person took something off of the fire and his intention was not to return it? But what they did was they took the wrong one. So what would an example of that be? You have chalent, a soup. Let's start with soup. Friday night, you're planning to serve the soup. And you take the soup off of the... Now, the soup you're not going to put back. You're not having soup tomorrow for lunch. So you took the soup off and you put it down. For Rav Nevin Sal, al gabe karka. You put it on the counter, al gabe karka. And then you realize, oh my goodness, it's not the soup. It's a chalent. So in such a case, what would the halacha be? So if you take a look in Dirshu 65, so they quote, Das Hagrashaz, Shiesh Lodun, Shema Nechshav Adorik, Netil al Das al Sira. That's considered Netil al Das al Sira. Shalrei lo is kind of Litol Kder Zumi al Gabe Ha'esh. that at the end of the day, it's quite a chidush, but to say that that's that his das was to be machzir, because on that part, he really would have, if he had known, then his das would have been lahachzir. It's quite a chidush. But look what happens in the next line. And he says, and at the end of the day, we have the ran. We're throwing the ran to be mekel. Rabbi Yashiv, no. Rabbi Yashiv says it's asr. You wouldn't be able to put it, you would put it back. So you'll have chon Friday night and soup for Shabbos day. So why do I make a big deal about this? First of all, it's an important case. Aleph. But Beis is that also you see that Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, you always have the Ran, the conclusion of the Ramah. You always got that in your back pocket. And we saw that also in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus earlier as well. Similarly, you have a case of what happens if the electricity goes out. Is it considered Al-Gabi Karka? So, here you have two hot plates. One, and your chont was sitting on top on it, and the electricity goes out. So now, Al-Pi Halacha V'Pashus, that's considered Al-Gabi Karka. Are you allowed to go and put it onto another hot plate? So here, Das HaGrashaz, he says, She'afim nachm lo'otin is kibu ha'esh kanachas Al-Gabi Karka, mikol mokom, ein ze nechsheves kanachas ha'kidera b'yadayim, el-kilu nafla kidera me'aleva. It's considered as if the kidera was nafla me'aleva, she'mistavish ha'ofen ze lo batla ha'shir ha'shona. It's as if it fell out of his hands. Mi'idach, Rav Yashiv says, it's considered hiniach agave karka. And once again, it seems to me that Rav Shlomo Zalman is relying on the Ran in his back pocket, that at the end of the day, you have the Shitas HaRan, and while Rav Yashiv was less likely to use that in paskening in those cases of Bidiyevet.
How could he claim it's like the first Shihiyah, if it's cold? Meaning, if Al-Gabi Karka just means
no, Al-Gabi Karka, you got to put it Al-Gabi Karka. If you don't put Al-Gabi Karka, so then in such a case, then...
Well, I thought that it just means because if you don't put Al-Gabi Karka, it's like you're about to put it back on the fire. But here,
you're saying it depends on how you understand the svaras of... Right. Okay, yeah. I hear that point. Finally, one more important topic. I guess we're not going to get to Anocha L'chatchila, but one more very important topic that comes up with Hachazara. I'm going to give you, if you will, my chumrah for Shehiyah and Achzara that I think emerges from even within the Masorah of Shlomo Zalman. It's something I think that one wants to keep in mind. There is an important shita of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish appears in a few places, in Lamed Zayin Yam Yud Aleph, as well as in Simen Samach. And it's based on the Rambam that is in Perek Yud Beis. The Rambam points out that Bishul applies not only to food items, but Bishul also could apply to other elements. For example, the Rambam says in Halacha Beis that if somebody heats up metal, Achiyasa Gacheles, the Rambam says that that person is over the Isser of Bishul. Okay? The Rambam says that's the Isser of Bishul. The Chazon Ish quotes this in Simen Samach. It's referred to in detail in Shmir Shabbos Kilchus of Perek Aleph Os Samach. And there, we have the following Chumrah of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says that if one wants to do Hachzara, but you didn't put down the metal thing on Shabbos, then not only does the Chazon Ish hold that doesn't serve as a good blech, as we've discussed previously, the Chazon Ish holds that you're over the Isser Daraisa of Bishul. Because even if it doesn't reach the stage of becoming like a Gacheles, you're over the Isser of Bishul Matechas. So if you want to see it black on white in the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa, it appears on page Zion. Oh, it's on the same page as the Tanai Achzara. We'll go through, remind me that I didn't go through all the Tanai Achzara inside the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa, so we'll do that as well. It says as follows, Umoter lechasos halahavos gam b'shabbis, You're allowed to cover this with the metal, because the Chazon Ish says that in such a case you have a chash of reaching the point of gacheles, and hence, if you take a look, the Mishnah Brura, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that if you know for sure that it's going to reach the stage of gacheles, even he, in other words, Reb Shlomo Zalman, holds that that's going to be aser. But the Chazon Ish felt that not only is it going to be aser if it reaches the stage of gacheles, even if it gets halfway to the stage of gacheles, then it should be aser al tzchatzi shir. This appears again in Lamed Zayin Yud Aleph and in Simen Samach, that the Chazon Ish says that you should be over chatzi shir of bishul mateches. In Sivkaton Samach, going on to the next page, that's also in the booklets, the Reb Shlomo Zalman disagreed with that part of the Chazon Ish. And Reb Shlomo Zalman said, this is not called chatzi shir, it's called chatzi melacha. And he said that at the end of the day, if it doesn't reach the stage of gacheles, so then in such a case, that would be a problem. That would be a problem only if it reaches gacheles. Less than that, it's considered chetzi malacha, not chetzi shir. Which gets into a lot of lamdos of how you. What did the Chazon Ish hold about the? What is the definition of chetzi shir when it comes to bishul mateches? So, if you take a look in Rav Nevensal's Ha'aris on this page, which I think I had photocopied for you, yeah, it's in your booklet as well. It appears. It's not the second to last page. I think there's another photocopy over here. Yes, it's earlier on in the booklet, right after that Chazon Ish. That I spoke out outside. Page Chav Gimel in the B'Yitzchak Yikare. Rav Nevensal writes as follows. U'bishel mateches. HaChazon Ish oser im tegiya liachom sheyatzel adispo. Mishum chatzi shir shel bishul. V'admor zal matir. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was matir. And then he says, the only way, according to the Chazon Ish, you can have a blech is if you put the blech on before Shabbos. If you put the blech on Shabbos, it's going to be problematic. And Rav Nevensal then points out, and even the Mishnah Brura is machmir on mateches. If you take a look at Reish Ayin Zayin Sifkat and Chav Beis, even the Mishnah Brura himself brings it up, because at the end of the day, it's a Mefurish or Rambam that's going to be problematic. Avo Shel Matachos Asur says the Mishnah Brura Reish Ayin Zayin Chav Beis Ki Amechamemo Chayiv Mishum Mavir. Because if you heat it up, you're going to be chayiv for mavir. Now, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa defends, in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, his position, where he says that would only be if it reaches a stage of gacheles. But less than gacheles, then in such a case, then you still have the vart of chetzi melacha versus chetzi shir. So that is that ad kan. The presentation of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. There was one time that I asked, this was one of my most classic moments with Rav Nevensal Shlita, that I discussed this with him, and as I'm going to explain shortly, I thought that there was another reason, another chash that you have to take into account, which I think is the pashtus of what the Mishnah Brura is discussing. And Rav Nevensal seemed to come out closer to the Chazon Ish. And I misunderstood something he had said, so I came back to him. And I said to him, Rebbe told me, like the position of the Chazon Ish and Mateches. And then I had come across this Reb Shlomo Zalman. So this is a classic moment. His eyes opened up very wide. And he said, Af pam lo chalakti al harav. And what I misunderstood was he was being machmir in the case of either Gacheles or in one other case. But he still goes with the Shita that says that if it's not gacheles, then in such a case, then we don't follow the Chazon Ish. So right now, if we freeze frame right now, following the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, which is totally fine, that is, you would be allowed to put mateches onto the fire as long as it doesn't reach gacheles, while the Chazon Ish was machmir. However, l'aniyas daiti, and this is a long time ago, so I can't say I know for sure that Rav Nevensal agreed 100%, I'll speak in my name, Lahavdil. It seems to me that there's another thing that you also have to take into account. And that is the Rambam over there in Perek Yud Beis has two issues about heating up metal. One issue of heating up metal is heating up metal to the point that becomes gacheles, and then it's going to be an Isra Mavir. Chazon Ish says every time you put metal on the fire on Shabbos, you read automatically have to be choshesh. Shmir Shabbos Gacheles says no. As long as it gets to gacheles, you don't have to be concerned. But there's another Rambam. And that, I think, was what the Mishnah Berurah was quoting in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin. If you take a look at that same Rambam, third page into the booklet, the Rambam also says, not in Halacha Beis, but in Halacha Aleph, if one heats up metal to forge the metal, Hareze told us mavir v'chayev. Lanias Daiti in the Rambam, there are two issues of heating up metal. One is an issue of mevashel, that if you change the metal to the point that it becomes gacheles, then that's going to be mevashel. Then there's another, and that is using metal as fire. The Rambam, based on the Gemaras of Tziruf, as appears in Yuma, Daf Lamed Daled, and other places, the Rambam says that if you heat up metal to use it as a conduit of fire, then you're being mavir the metal. You could make metal could be searingly hot. So the Rambam says you could be mavir metal. What's an example of that? An example of being mavir mateches is if you heat up the metal that's so hot that you put it into cold water to forge it. We touched this on these halachos last year when we were doing Hagolas Tefilas Kelim. If the metal is so hot, let me tell you something I learned in learning Hilchos Shabbos about metal. Most of the metal, this is probably aluminum, probably doesn't qualify with this metal, but most metal that's made goes through a process of forging. The way in which you make the metal really, really strong is you heat it up to a very, very high temperature. And then niflos habore, when you stick it into cold water, the chemicals that have expanded with the heat immediately contract, and that causes the metal to become extremely strong. That was done 2,000, 3,000 years ago, and from what I understand, it's done even to this day. That's how metal is forged. That's how most metal is made. Most metal that you see today that you're using has been forged. So kedei letzarfo means that if you heat it up to the point that's so hot that heat could create the process of forging, that's going to be usur. Therefore, it would seem to me that not only do you have to cheshbon, maybe you're doing mevashel, and here you have machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman, you would also have to cheshbon whether you've heated up the metal, if it reaches the heat of being mavir the metal, kedei letzarfo. And Lania's daiti, that requires some more research, and therefore I get very, very scared if I see someone putting metal on fire on fire on Shabbos. The question would need to be asked, is this aluminum normally forged? It would have to be something that is forged. So there's a few things in the Metzius, one we need to verify, but one should be aware that there's two halachos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman took care of Gacheles, and he said if it doesn't reach the stage of Gacheles, in such a case, it wouldn't be mevashel, and there the Chazon Ish disagreed. So nahara nahara upashte, some will choshe the Chazon Ish and some not. Lanias daiti, one should also be careful that if it's a metal that would reach the heat of kedei letzarfo, which seems to me to be a lower grade of heat that doesn't have to reach the stage of gacheles, that would be enough to be kedei letzarfo. So then, in such a case, then one should that would be aser. It could be it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. It could be that in such a case it would not be an isur d'oraisa, but definitely would runs the risk of being a daraisa according to some, and definitely midrabbanan. So I would highly recommend, unless you know exactly the type of metal that you're using and what is going on with that blech that you're putting on the fire, not to put a blech on the fire on Shabbos, because A, the Chazon Ish, and B, because of this cheshbon as well. Yes, sir, let's see.
What about like aluminum?
By the way, I just want to add, I think it's mukhrach in that Mishnah Berurah. In Reish Ayin Zayin, what did the Mishnah Berurah say? Hamechamim is Mateches is going to be Chayiv. He said it's Chayiv Alts Mavir. He didn't say Alts Mevashel. He said it's Alts Mavir, not Mevashel. So, in a Hanami, it works out beautifully. It's not a Raya to the Chazon Ish about the Chashash Bishul, but there would be room to be Choshesh, the Torah's Tziruf. Yeah?
What about the aluminum tinfoil? Is that like it's like a metal
I don't know if that's a metal that's normally.
It's aluminum, I guess.
Right. I don't think they make it that way. I'm talking about real metal.
Right.
Real metal that's forged. We mentioned that tinfoil itself might have problems with being a black. We mentioned last time that it probably doesn't qualify as. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt it doesn't qualify as a black. We'll get back to that in Yirtzeh Hashem on Monday, Thursday. Yirtzeh Hashem, yes, Rav Yehuda.
I'm not sure about the Metzias, but is there a metal hot plate in? Would Yerucham also go on that?
I don't know. No, with the hot plate you heat up before Shabbos. You plug it in before Shabbos. It was all once you're doing it before Shabbos, that's going to be fine. Yeah.
Would there be a problem putting a metal pot on a very hot, like on a hot plate on Shabbos? Would there be a problem with like
the answer to that is that those pots have already been forged.
As opposed to,
I think some of the other metals aren't necessarily forged. In other words, a pot itself that has already been forged, then there would be room to be made of something. What's that?
Why?
Because it's not a significant maver. The maver has to be a maver that's kedei letzarfa. But ein hachanami, if the blech has been forged as well, then maybe there is then such a case. It's not considered as if you're doing anything significant. That's aleph. Beis, if neniach that you could be mefakte with what I just said. I think there's a big difference between the case in where a person puts a pot on top of a blech, even if it's going to get hot, it'll probably not reach the heat of kedei letzarfo. In contrast to when you put a blech onto the fire directly, so then in such a case, there's a good chance that it's going to reach that stage of heat. So two answers to your question. Number one, yesh lefalpel, whether that kedei letzarfo applies to an item that has already been nitzraf, aleph, and beis is, the cases where it's put onto a blech, you have a vessel that was put onto a blech, then the odds are it won't get to that heat of kedei letzarfo. In contrast to putting a metal directly onto the fire, that it seems to me is, you're playing more with fire than that. That instance. Okay. Yeah.
Can I just a Matthias question?
Sure.
Yeah, I just don't really know Matthias. Didn't we say that a blech won't make it any cooler?
No, we said it'll make it a little bit cooler, a little bit, but not enough for the Chazon Ish.
Okay.
Not. In other words, what I mean is as follows. There's no doubt, even though for the Chazon Ish, it's not enough to have simply metal over here,
it's still enough.
It's still going to be enough. It's still going to be less of a temperature.
Yeah.
Now, let's say the temperature over here is, what's the temperature right at the top of a fire? 800 degrees, 900 degrees? Mashu kaze? Let's say it's 800 degrees, okay? Right on top of the fire. What's the temperature on top of the blech? Let's say 500 degrees? For tsarfo, that might make a big difference. The Chazon Ish says, no. 500 degrees, that's negligible. You could cook ganz fine over here. The Chazon Ish would say that you need to get it down to, I'm just throwing out numbers, but the Chazon Ish would say you need to get down to 180 or something like that. In other words, something that the heat would be significant, but it wouldn't be that same level of heat. Okay, Rabbi Osam Yirtzeh Hashem, next time we're going to pick up with Hanocha L'Chatchila and Hatzlitz. That'll be on Thursday.
Ready?
Then we're going to go on to, I think that will be basically our last. We're going to need to do Tanur and Smicha. So that will be. So Thursday is going to be Hanocha L'Chatchila and Hot Plates. Tanur is going to be Monday. It might be a little bit of a shorter share. Monday will be Tanur and Smicha. And Mitzvah Shem Thursday Hatmana. Probably do take a couple of Shurim for Hatmana. That will be Thursday and then next Monday. And then going on to Mitzvah Shem Hilchos Pishul.